I can never really grasp. I do know to love is to receive a glimpse of heaven. Then why does this woman put me through hell? See, I've dated Daisy for a very long time, and for some reason, she insists on breaking my heart. She has no feelings, it seems. It's the summer of 89, we're painting together, and I say let's go to Cats for some food, and she wants to argue. I hate that.
We at Cats, delicatessen in the back, arguing about this, yelling at me about that. I wanna be cool, you wanna be mad, Michael Jackson on blast. I'm just owning the bad, the way you make me feel is so sad. I painted a painting of me and you painting a girl in the painter, creating amazing creations, and look how you take it. You making me angry for nothing, you basically saying we breaking up, fuck it. You know what? I'm just gonna go to Ray's, gonna give me a pizza, play it at the arcade.
One day we together, the next we ain't. Why you trying to drive me crazy, Daisy? Look, it breaks my heart to say it's over, babe. Swear you got a nigga praying daily. Cause I don't wanna lose your love. I don't wanna lose your love. Oh, I don't wanna lose your love.
So, I decided to just leave her, right there, like, right there. Then, for some reason, I came right back.
Well, fuck that and fuck you. Good luck getting home too. Don't call me, don't page me, don't do that shit. I don't know you, just leave. You ripped my heart out before, please. Really not trying to talk, but really don't wanna lose you, so keep going through the usual. Damn, my heart's wearing the urinal and you pissing on it. What the hell did I do to you? When I was talking to Madonna, she told me karma's a bitch. But what happens when you ain't started? Who the hell thought of this shit? I told you to care for me, carefully. You said that you would be there for me, but I guess your lie left me to die with no clarity. That's a rarity. I hate, hate, hate the way that you stare at me like I'm charity. I want kick, 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 and I don't mean Sarah Lisa, come here to me. One day we together and then we not. Driving me crazy, this should stop. But you probably won't and I probably can't get enough of you, cause you hit that.
One day we together, the next we ain't. Why you tryna drive me crazy, Daisy? Look, it breaks my heart to say it's over, babe. Swear you got a nigga praying daily. Cause I don't wanna lose your love. I don't wanna lose your love. Oh, I don't wanna lose your love. I don't wanna lose your love.
See, now Madonna and I laughed hysterically about this scenario. And she told me power is being told you are not loved and not being destroyed by it. See, I had to make sense of it and say, she may have never loved me. She ripped my heart out. So you know what I'm gonna do? I'm gonna go and mess with multiple women and take pictures of them. I don't see what else that may be better. So, goodbye. Mouse.
So that was Daisy by Mickey Fax.
Oh, that was Mouse, actually.
Who?
It's a long story. Let's just say it's a character I created for the 1980s.
All right. Whatever. Let's take some callers on some advice about what they would do if they got into an argument with their significant other and it went to the last straw within themselves. Caller on line one, are you there?
Hey, Larry, what's going on? It's Russ from Long Island, New York.
Hey, man, what's going on, Russ? How you feeling?
I'm doing good.
Are you liking the songs that are being played tonight?
Yo, they're amazing.
I don't want to lose my
job. Thank you, Russ. Thank you, Russ.
Of course.
Okay, so when it comes to a significant other, you know, and it's the last straw, what would you do in this scenario?
I mean, I'm kind of laid back, so I'd probably just let her scream and yell and then just walk away, clean break, and I don't know where our next.
I mean, you sound like a really calm guy. You know, he does. I don't know.
Oh, he sounds calm.
If that's true or not? You know, are you sure that you would just walk away if she swung on you or hit you or anything?
I mean, I talk. I might scream and yell a little bit, but.
All right, you know, I'm not gonna pry. You know, if that's how you feel, you know, that's how it's gonna be. You know, caller on line two. Actually, you know what? I'm gonna let DJ Omaniah take caller two.
Hey, what's up? Caller line two. What's your name and where you're from?
What's up, Omaniah? This is Real Rose calling from that Flatbush, Brooklyn.
Hey, what's up, Real Rose? And my question tonight is, if you get into a heated argument with your significant other and it's the last straw, how do you handle that?
I just kicked this fool out just right now. Let me tell you what I did. First of all, he wanted to come in this house and started yelling and all that type of stuff. I had on my wonderful lingerie up in there, and I swear if I was a baby, I would have shit on his ass.
Oh my God.
I don't care what he got to say to me right now, but he is outside screaming, and I'm not letting him in. But I do got this Moet right.
Oh, man. So you just completely kicked him out. Wow. Didn't give him any clothes to change, nothing.
No. Why he need any clothes for? He outside. It's cold. He sleep with all them bums out there. Wow.
So you just kicked him out. He's going to go to his side piece house, and you're okay with that?
Please. I already talked to that side piece. She about to bring her ass over here with a bat.
Wow.
Be ready.
Oh, wow. All right. Mickey, I think it's time for another caller. What do you think?
Oh, my gosh. That caller was crazy. All right. Call on line three. If you are going through something with your significant other and it goes to the brink, what are you going to do? Caller, what's up?
Good evening, Mickey. How are you?
I'm doing fine, man. How are you? What's your name? Where you from?
I'm doing all right. My name is Al. I'm from Long Island.
All right, brother. What's going on?
Nothing much, man. Nothing much.
So what are you going to do if you're in an argument with your significant other and it goes to the brink, last straw? What are you going to do, bro?
I don't know, man. I'd probably go crazy. I don't know what I would do. I'd probably take all her clothes and throw them out the window and just never let her back inside my apartment.
Never let her back in the apartment. You're going to throw all her clothes
out? All her clothes out. She has a nice sneaker collection. She got nice jeans.
How
nice
many
shoes.
Sneakers does she have?
About 55.
How many shoes she have?
About 65.
So 110 pair of sneakers.
Right out the window.
Oh, wow. Are you going to put your hands on it, though?
No.
Okay.
That I would never do.
Excellent. Never excellent. Just, you know, shake her up a little bit and then
toss
out.
That's it. I wouldn't even touch her. I would just talk to her a little bit, throw her stuff out, and just take her out.
All right, man. Well, there you have it, man. You know, it's very interesting. You know, I mean, that's my take on the situation. Larry, what you think?
I mean, I think that's really outlandish. Omaniah, what do you think about that?
Well, these days, you know, a lot of people handle the situations different, and you don't know what they're going through, man.
All right. Well, you know, I mean, that's Mickey's, Omaniah's, my take on that situation. I'm interested in the woman in the lingerie by herself right now. That's the only thing that's really on my mind. But anyway, Stay featuring Sarah London is coming up next. Keep it locked on WLLFM Radio.